All right, folks, buckle up because today we're diving headfirst into a superpower that many of us underestimate. The power of no. I'm Riley Hart, and let's be real, saying no can feel like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops. But trust me, it's not just about being rude, it's about protecting your peace, your energy, and ultimately, yourself. We live in a world that often feels like a constant barrage of requests, obligations, and expectations, leaving us feeling stretched thin and burnt out. That's where no becomes our superhero cape. It's about taking control, setting boundaries, and prioritizing what truly matters to you. Think of it this way. Saying yes to everything is like trying to fit every single object in your closet into a tiny shoebox. It's just not going to work. So, let's break down the magic of no into five powerful takeaways that will change the game. First up, understand that saying no isn't selfish, it's self-care. Ever felt like you were constantly running on empty? Like your cup was perpetually on low, and you just couldn't pour anymore? Well, that's what happens when we overcommit ourselves. Saying no allows us to recharge, focus on our own needs, and come back stronger. It's not about being a hermit, it's about being intentional with your time and energy. Secondly, learn the art of the graceful decline. You don't need to over-explain or apologize profusely. A simple, thank you for thinking of me, but I won't be able to make it, or, I appreciate the offer, but I'm committed to other projects right now, is often enough. Remember, your time is valuable, and you deserve respect. Thirdly, practice saying no in smaller situations first. Start with things that feel less daunting. Turn down a last-minute coffee invite if you need a quiet evening at home. Decline that extra task at work when you're already feeling overwhelmed. Building up your no muscle takes time and practice, so start small and gradually work your way up to bigger requests. Fourthly, remember that saying no opens the door for saying yes to something truly meaningful. Think about it. If you constantly say yes to everything, how can you find space for the things that truly light you up? Saying no allows us to create space for our passions, dreams, and goals. It's about focusing on what brings value and joy into our lives. Finally, remember that saying no is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you feel pressured, hesitant, or even guilty. That's perfectly normal, but keep practicing, keep refining your boundaries, and keep reminding yourself of the power of no. You've got this. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine your friend, let's call her Sarah, is constantly taking on too much. She agrees to every social event, every work project, every favor asked of her. She ends up feeling exhausted, overwhelmed, and resentful. She's saying yes to everything, but it's leaving her drained and unhappy. One day, Sarah realizes she needs a change. She starts by declining invitations that don't excite her. She learns to say no to extra work responsibilities when she's already stretched thin. She even sets boundaries with people who tend to take advantage of her generosity. You know what happens? Sarah rediscovers her energy, finds time for her passions, and feels happier and more fulfilled. Saying no allows her to prioritize herself and create a life that truly aligns with her values. So remember, saying no isn't just about declining requests. It's about reclaiming your power, protecting your peace, and creating space for what matters most in your life. It's a superpower waiting to be unleashed. Think about the biggest takeaway from today's episode. What resonated with you the most? Is it understanding that saying no is self-care? Or maybe it's realizing that no opens doors to something more meaningful? Write down your biggest aha moment. Trust me, it'll help solidify these powerful concepts. Now, I want to hear from you. Share this episode with a friend who needs to hear the magic of no. Leave a review, tell us about your experience saying no in the comments below. Let's create a community of boundary-setting superheroes together. Remember, you're capable of incredible things when you prioritize yourself and learn to say what truly matters, no. See ya tomorrow for another dose of healthy boundaries. Protect your peace.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.